With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Russian naval ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, are visiting Cuba next week. The Cuban Revolutionary Armed Forces said the ships will visit the port of Havana. Former President Trump's campaign beginning to vet potential running mates. Reports say the vetting process has focused on four possible candidates: Florida Senator Marco Rubio, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. The Republican National Convention is set to be held July 15th through the 18th. Secret Service says security plans for the Republican National Convention are still being determined. Roughly 30,000 people are expected in Milwaukee next month when former President Trump is slated to become the Republican Party's official presidential nominee. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle says they've been working on security for more than a year.
The Milwaukee Fire Department, the FBI, FEMA, and many other key stakeholders have been meeting to discuss all aspects of public safety and security for the convention. The RNC will be here in just over a month and will unveil the final security plan for the perimeter in approximately 2 weeks.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's little change in mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to just under 7%. It was just over 7% last week. The average rate remains close to a two-decade high. Higher mortgage rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan, which limits how much home buyers can afford. Economists say mortgage rates are unlikely to drop significantly until the Federal Reserve sees more evidence of slowing inflation. I'm Alex Vega.
Meta and Google are threatening to block news content in California in response to a proposed state law known as the California Journalism Preservation Act. It would require Meta and Google to pay a fee for news content. This is SRN News. A legal battle in California over a flag, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Jeffrey Little is a fireman and a lifeguard working for Los Angeles County. He's also a Christian and does not want to fly the gay pride flag in front of his beachside station as mandated by county officials. Little says when he refused, he was disciplined, and now he's filed suit with the help of the Thomas More Society. The lifeguard says one county official told him that his religious beliefs have to be set aside when he's on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Washington state parental rights law will be allowed to take effect after a court commissioner declined to issue an emergency order temporarily blocking it. King County Superior Court Commissioner Mark Hillman says homosexual groups who are challenging the law did not show that it would create the kind of imminent harm necessary that would warrant blocking it. It requires schools to notify parents if their child is living as the opposite sex at school. This is SRN News. A husband and wife in St. Louis who lost their guns may soon get them back.
Records have been expunged for a St. Louis couple who waved guns at protesters. Attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey were caught on video in 2020.
You may have seen us defending our home as a mob of protesters descended on our neighborhood.
Mark McCloskey emerged from his home with an AR-15-style rifle, and Patricia McCloskey waved a semi-automatic pistol. They say they felt threatened by protesters passing by. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports a judge has expunged the McCloskeys' misdemeanor convictions, saying they have rehabilitated and should get a second chance. Police and city prosecutors were opposed. The couple now wants their guns back, and if they don't get them, they will sue. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Black Lives Matter protesters broke through a locked gate to enter that gated community. More details at srnnews.com.